States who have not heard the name of the renowned pirate Captain Kidd. There are also but few to be found who have any intelligent conception of his wild and guilty career. The banks of the Hudson, the islands scattered through the sound which skirts the southern New England coast, and the wild rivers and craggy harbors which fringe the rugged shores of Maine, are all rich with legends of the exploits and hiding places of this notorious buccaneer. Thousands of fanatical people have employed themselves in digging among the rocks and sands in search of treasure of gold and jewels supposed to have been buried in iron-bound chests by this chief of outlaws. It was well known that he had plundered many a rich Spanish galleon, laden with golden coins bound to or from the colonies. Many a Spanish lady had been compelled to walk blindfolded the awful plank until she was jostled into the sea, while her chests of golden ingots and diamonds fell into the hands of brutal assassins. It was not always easy for the pirates to dispose of these treasures. They were sometimes pursued by men of war. Doubtless, as a measure of safety, they did at times bury their spoil, intending at a convenient hour to return and reclaim it. And it can hardly be questioned that in some cases, pursued, harassed, cut up, they never did return. Therefore it may be that there is treasure still hidden in some secluded spot, which may remain, through all coming ages, unless by some accident discovered. This belief has, in bygone days, nerved many a treasure-seeker to months of toil all along our northern coast, from Passamaquoddy Bay to the Jerseys. Half a century ago, when superstition exerted much more powerful sway than now, the wildest stories were told around the fireside of the complicity of the robber with the arch-fiend himself, and of the agency of the Prince of the Power of the Air in protecting his subjects. Hundreds of parties equipped with hazel rods, whose dip should guide them to the treasure, and with spades to dig, have gone to the most lonely spots at dead of night in search of these riches. It was believed that not a word must be spoken, and particularly that Satan was so jealous that if the divine name were uttered, some terrible doom would befall them. The writer remembers hearing, 60 years ago, at the kitchen fireside, many of these wondrous stories. One or two may be given in illustration of them all. A fortune-teller had told some men where Captain Kidd had buried a chest. They were to go to the spot in the darkness of a moonless midnight. Not one word was to be spoken. A lantern, dimly burning, was to guide their steps. One carrying a hazel rod was to lead the party of four. When they reached the precise spot, the hazel rod would bend directly down to indicate it. By digging, they would find, 5 feet beneath the surface, an oaken chest, bound with iron, filled with doubloons. They obeyed all the directions implicitly. The spot was found. In silence and with energy they plied their spades. At the depth of 5 feet they struck the chest. There it was, beyond all question, in its massive strength of oak and iron. The size of the chest and the difficulty with which it could be moved proved that they had come upon an amount of treasure which would enrich them all beyond the dreams of romance. One, thoughtlessly, in the excess of his excitement, exclaimed, "Thank God!" In an instant there was a flash of lightning which blinded them all, a peal of thunder which stunned them all. Those in the pit were violently thrust out, and every one was thrown helpless and senseless upon the ground. After a time they recovered one by one. The darkness was like that of Egypt, which could be felt. The rain was falling in torrents. Their pit was entirely closed up and replaced by a ledge of solid granite. Terrified, they crept to their homes, fearing ever again to seek the treasure which the pirate, as an emissary of Satan, had seized with bloody hands, and with bloody hands had buried. Again, there was a young woman who had a sacred stone into which she looked and saw whatever she wished to have revealed. She could read the fortunes of others. She could foresee all future events. She could reveal any secrets of the past. Into this mysterious crystal she gazed and saw a small vessel under an immense cloud of canvas flying before a huge man of war.